Next patient is Catherine Fontaine. Catherine Fontaine. Catherine is C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Fontaine, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E. Date of birth is 6/19/1948. Please make a copy for Dr. Chet Anthony D.O. Chet Anthony, C-H-E-T, Chet Anthony D.O. Next paragraph, dear Chet, thank you for sending Catherine Fontaine for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chest present illness. This is a certified-year-old lady who has had a prior history of hypertension and hypothyroidism and depression. As recently had a chest CT. Done on 4/30/24. The CT chest showed a 4 millimeter nodule along the right major fissure, which was new from prior chest CT done in October of 2019, which had shown a right low lobe nodular opacity. There was also a new 4 millimeter left lower lobe nodule area. The patient has a previous history of lung nodules, which apparently had resolved, and she had not been on any specific therapy. The patient's past history has included the history of tibia and fibular fracture in 1960 and a hysterectomy in 1980, breast cancer with lumpectomy in 2000, followed by chemotherapy. The patient has no diabetes. She has had cataract surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies to statins. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked. Half to one pack per day for about 24 years and quit. No significant alcohol use. She worked in a lab. Doing blood chemistries. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of an MI. Father died of COPD. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had fatigue, no weight loss. She has had no glaucoma. She has vertigo, no hoarseness, no nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains. She has shortness of breath and some wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn or diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety and bleeding gums. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness and no seizures, but has some memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, medalist included Synthroid 150 micrograms daily, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, and Kalorcon 10 milligrams daily. Fluoxetine 20 milligrams daily, Alendronate 70 milligrams weekly, Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, and Losartan 50 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Let's see. Oh, can you please add in the past history? The patient also has had a history of gastric bypass surgery, following which she lost over 40 pounds of weight. Okay. That's in the past history. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female was alert. No acute distress. There was no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 by 80. Pulse 95. Respiration 20. Temperature 97.6. Weight is 200 pounds. Saturation 95. HENT anomalous. Pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is clear. Ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions. And lung fields were clear. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, small in S2 with no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness, the bowel sounds active. The extremities revealed no edema and no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexion 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Number 2 is probable underlying COPD. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, history of breast cancer. Number 5, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 6 is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 6 months. A complete pulmonary function study was ordered. And the patient will get a polysomnographic study at home. She was placed on Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And she was advised to come back for a follow-up in approximately 2 months. I think it was this consultation. Copy 4. Chet Anthony D.O. Chet C-H-E-T Anthony D.O. Thank you. That's the Susan.